India lost one of its most influential singers and promoters of Indian classical music, Pandit Bhimsen Joshi. He died yesterday at the age of 89. Here's one of his performances from 1957. Bhimsen Joshi was known for singing traditional Hindustani music, a style associated with the north of India. Warren Senders is a faculty member at New England Conservatory of Music. He's also an internationally acclaimed performer and teacher of Hindustani vocal music. Warren, you met Pandit Bhimsen Joshi in 1985 and for several years was a daily guest at the Master Singer's home in Pune, India. How would you describe him? What words would you use?
He was a quiet man. I think he was in many ways an introvert. That was contradicted by his onstage behavior. Of course, he was known for having very elaborate gestures and facial expressions while he was performing. But in his home, he was not a conversationalist. There were always guests around, but mostly other people did the talking, and he listened and kept his own counsel. But when he began to sing, or when the subject turned to music, his being was transformed.
Did you study with him?
I originally went to India on a grant to study with him, but I think that it would be incorrect to call him my teacher. He allowed me to attend his concerts, to record his concerts, and to practice at his house.
Now, you mentioned his facial expressions while performing. I noticed a few pictures of him. His mouth almost looks like it's made of rubber. Did that kind of give him an advantage over other vocalists?
I don't know if I'd think of that as giving him an advantage in any real sense. He had an advantage in that he was a tremendously strong person. He had done huge amounts of physical exercise as a youth. I talked with his physician, who told me that his chest expansion was something like 7 inches from exhaled to fully inhaled.
Wow.
So he had phenomenal breath control. I think his facial expressions, technically, they were part of his constant modulation of the vowels of the song, and they also just formed part of his natural way of being with the music, kind of in the way that, you know, they said that Elvis Presley couldn't help jiggling his legs. Well, Bhimsen Joshi could not help but move his hands and move his arms and move around to express the gestural quality of his music.
Our science correspondent, Ritu Chatterjee, told me that though she didn't know his music that well growing up in India, it was still impossible not to be surrounded by his sounds, his voice. It was always there. How ubiquitous was his music, and will it continue to be so?
It'll continue to be so. There are so many recordings, both of the traditional classical music in which he specialized and of devotional songs, semi-popular songs, and patriotic songs that are absolutely part of the Indian psyche. His voice is iconic in the same way that, say, Frank Sinatra's voice is iconic in American culture. Mm. Everybody recognizes that voice.
Warren Senders, a faculty member at New England Conservatory of Music. He was speaking with me about Hindustani vocalist Pandit Bhimsen Joshi, who died yesterday. Warren, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Warren Senders has posted a tribute to Pandit Bhimsen Joshi with some great videos on his blog. We have a link to it at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. We're back tomorrow.